Fleetwood Mac, Say You Love Me on BBC Radio Humberside. Sally Fairfax here with you till 3 o'clock. Now, if you suffer from arthritis, then you will be constantly on the lookout for something that can ease the pain, especially at this time of year when the symptoms of rheumatoid arthritis and osteoporosis can be much worse. 20,000 new cases of rheumatoid arthritis are diagnosed every year. It's an extremely painful and long-term condition caused by swelling and stiffness in the joints. And a further 3 million people suffer from osteoporosis, which weakens the bones, making them more brittle and leading to fractured hips, wrists and spinal bones. In some cases, even a cough or a sneeze can cause a fracture. Prescribed medication is available for both conditions, but 30% of sufferers don't respond to treatment and others suffer from the side effects of the drugs. It's against this background that natural alternatives are now gaining popularity, and there's some solid scientific evidence which suggests that there is a good reason for that. Let's speak now to Sufil Philippos from Royal Holloway University's Biomedical Science Department. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Sally. Thank you very much for having me. Just to make a small correct change there, because I am the founder of a company called Bioterm at UK. We are going to be working in partnership with London Royal Holloway University on a project from next year onwards. But that is who I am.
Okay, so you're working alongside Royal Holloway.
We have plans to work together from next year. That is correct, yes.
Right. And what's your project?
Professor Robin Williams has done some research on Alzheimer's and cancer prevention, and we have done similar studies ourselves in the past, and we want to work together.
And you want to look at at something that can ease the pain of arthritis?
The project with London Royal Holloway University is completely different. That is on Alzheimer's and cancer prevention. But today we had to talk about arthritis and the other conditions that we can help with.
It's a very common problem, isn't it? I think everybody knows somebody who suffers from some kind of arthritis, and yet there isn't something to help.
That is correct, Sally. In the UK, more than 10 million people have arthritis, and unfortunately the condition is expected to rise. There are more than 100 types of arthritis, but the most two common types are osteoarthritis and rheumatoid arthritis.
And the reason that they're expected to rise, I suppose, is because we're living longer?
Not really. It's mostly to do with chronic inflammation, which is a root cause of these diseases. And that tends to happen when you have an unhealthy diet, lifestyle, and that sort of thing, yeah.
So there is a way then, in theory, to try and prevent getting arthritis, to try and stop yourself getting it?
Yes, is the short answer, but it's a bit more complicated than that. There's no magic pill. Let me get that straight out of the way. Okay, if anybody says that, that is actually incorrect. It doesn't work that way. We come actually from the Indian science of medicine called Ayurveda, which has been practiced for more than 6,000 years. Yeah. In Ayurveda, there's treatments for chronic diseases. But it's a bit more complex because in every case is different. Special consultation is required, and it is mostly on the basis that your food is your medicine. That is a fundamental philosophy of Ayurveda.
So it wouldn't be correct to say then that you could go into a health food shop and ask somebody for something that is meant to help with arthritis, because everything is individual?
Yes and no, in the sense arthritis is a complex disease, but to take a single supplement and expect it to work is the wrong way to go about it.
So what advice can you give to people who are thinking of taking a natural alternative because they feel that they're not getting results from prescribed medication or that they're suffering too badly from side effects?
Sally, what we bring to the table is we've done a clinical study on people suffering from rheumatoid arthritis, osteoarthritis. Speaking specifically on rheumatoid arthritis, we did a study where we compared it to diclofenac, a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug, and we showed that it worked. It actually reduced joint pain, it reduced swelling, and it works better in the sense that there were no adverse effects.
But that's a prescribed drug?
Diclofenac is. The supplement that we have is not prescribed.
Right, okay. So tell me about the supplement then, the natural supplement.
Our product is actually approved by the US Food and Drug Administration because what we were able to show to them that it actually was staying in the blood for more than 8 to 10 hours. As good as turmeric or curcumin is, it has a fundamental Achilles heel or problem. The curcuminoids, the active molecules of turmeric, are essentially polyphenols. Essentially, think of them like oil pigments. Because we humans are 60% water, these compounds don't mix. As you can imagine, oil and water don't mix. So to solve that problem, what we found... it actually took 12 years of extensive research to get this done. So we've mixed the essential oils of turmeric, incorporated within the curcuminoids, basically enhancing the availability of these polyphenols to stay in the blood for more than 10 hours. So the U.S. Drug Administration thought it warrants recognition and give us a patent for investigational Alzheimer's therapy.
Turmeric has been widely talked about, I think, hasn't it, recently, because it meant to be good for people who are at risk of developing Alzheimer's. But you're saying that it's also good for people who have arthritis.
That is correct. As I said, this is the study that we were done. It was actually published within the arthritis.org. You can actually Google it and find out. So we personally have published the study for rheumatoid arthritis. We've also done two clinical studies where people suffered with major depressive disorders and to be found to be equal to prescription drugs but without the adverse effects.
So the top and bottom of it is, I mean, I'm sure it's a lot more complex than this, and it depends how you take it, and of course it doesn't work for everybody, but turmeric's good, isn't it? There's a lot to be said for turmeric by the sound of it.
It is. In a nutshell, what I would say is, we follow the principles of Ayurveda. Three fundamental factors in to get the maximum out of turmeric. Have a ketogenic diet that induces autophagy by doing intermittent fasting, and a healthy active lifestyle. And when I say active lifestyle, I'm talking about yoga here. If you bring them all together and you supplement it with a fantastic turmeric extract, you will have a fantastic solution.
Where can people go to find out more information then, Sufil?
Sally, the website that we've founded is called www.bioturm.co.uk. That's B-I-O. T-U-R-M, term for turmeric, and that's bioterm.co.uk.
Okay, thanks very much for speaking to me this afternoon.
Sally, thanks for having me.
Thank you, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Coming up to 10 to 1 on BBC Radio.